Joining me now is Pickett County Baseball head coach Jamie Cravens. Coach, a couple of tough games this week. What stuck out to you over these two games against both Clay County and Gordonsville, I believe it was on Tuesday?
They're both really good programs. Clay County is the best they've been in a while since I've been coaching, and Gordonsville's always tough. And I felt like we should have competed better than we did this week, especially the Clay County game. We came out and we spotted them 8 runs in the first inning, and it's hard to win a ball game when you do that. And we held them the rest of the game to 1 run, but we only scored 3. So our hitting, I think, is what I noticed. And credit to the pitchers, the Daniels boy from Clay County. He pitched a really good game against us, and I can't remember the kid's name last night for Gordonsville, number 22. He pitched a no-hitter against us, and that's the first no-hitter we've had pitched against us in 3 years, I believe. But he pitched a heck of a game, and we just got to I know we can compete with those guys. We just have to get our heads right and get our approach to play better, and put the ball in play. That's the name of the game.
In games like this, how much of it, in your opinion, is having that right intensity at the start of the game versus starting a little sluggishly, not starting focused? How much of it is just starting with the right intensity and focus level?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. Just, after all, all these guys are teenagers and, just coming out and it seems like, hitting, I've always heard it preached to me, hitting is contagious, and it seems like it is. If you can come out and get a couple of hits and put some pressure on that defense early and on that pitcher early, then it just seems like it'll turn into a snowball. But on the bad side, it can happen to you too. And the Clay County game, we started off with, we hit 3 batters in a row to start off the game. And we came inside on them. They weren't going to move. So we hit them, loaded up bases, and it just kind of snowballed from there. We just have to, take a step back and try to get refocused on what our plan is. And sometimes it's going 1 run at a time. I mean, you can't make up 8 runs, in an inning most of the time. I preached to the boys after the game about, trying to stay focused on, getting that 1 run or 2 runs each inning, to get back into the ball game. And it's like, but to your question, that the momentum is huge, to start off a game, to have that come out flat, especially at this level, we're in district games. Everybody knows the tournament's on everybody's mind. You want to, get that mental edge on that team that you're going to be playing. Clay County will probably be that's the team we're going to draw first round of the district tournament. So, that gave them a huge mental edge over us, and we just got to get refocused.
I guess then it also serves as just you can't look ahead, right? You've got to be focused on the game in front of you.
Exactly. And we're all guilty of it, trying to figure out, who I'm going to pitch this game trying to come up with combinations and, for me, I'm thinking of who I'm going to pitch against those guys in the district tournament. I'm going to try not to let them see that pitcher until then. And sometimes that'll come back to bite you. But hopefully we'll get them in the game that counts, and that's going to be the game in the first round of the district tournament.
That's actually a perfect segue to what I was going to ask next, was I know that obviously no one likes to lose, but I guess if there is a silver lining, you're getting these mess ups out of the way early. You're getting them out of the way now in the regular season where they don't hurt you as much. Whereas you do this in a district tournament game or in a region game, your season's over.
Exactly. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we had beat Clay County twice during the season, and then we got into the district tournament. They beat us. They won the game. It really counted. And that's kind of what we're looking at here is, we learned a few things. We've played them twice now. The first game was a non-district game. We only played them one time that counts. And I had 4 of my starters out for basketball, so we couldn't learn much from that game. But we did learn a lot from this last one. And I'm sure they've learned, you know, took notes on us too. So, you know, we'll see what happens when it comes to the game that really counts, and that's going to be this next one.